Get out! Dorian cried. We'll handle him, Frida said.
All right,
Ignatius said grandly, as the three girls sank their stubby hands into his smock and started propelling him toward the door.
You have made your choice. Live in a world of war and bloodshed. When the bomb drops, do not come to me. I shall be in my shelter.
Can it? Betty said.
The three girls hustled Ignatius through the door and down the carriageway.
Thank Fortuna, I'm dissociating myself from this movement, Ignatius thundered.
The girls had knocked the scarf down over one eye, and he was having trouble seeing where he was going.
You distempered people hardly have voter appeal.
They pushed him through the gate and onto the sidewalk. The Spanish dagger plants at the gate pricked his calves painfully, and he stumbled forward.
Okay, Buster,
Frida called through the gate as she closed it.
We're giving you a 10 minutes head start. Then we start combing the quarter.
We better not find your fat ass, Liz said.
Shove off, Tubby, Betty added. We haven't had a good fight in a long time. We're ready for one.
Your movement is doomed,
Ignatius slobbered after the girls, who were pushing one another down the carriageway.
Do you hear me? D-O-O-M-E-D. You know nothing about politics and voter persuasion. You will not carry a single ward in the nation. You won't even carry the quarter.
The door slammed and the girls were back in the party, which seemed to have regained its momentum. The music had started again, and Ignatius heard the squealing and shrieking growing louder than before. He knocked on the black shutters with his cutlass, screaming,
You will lose!
The tap and slide of many dancing feet answered his cry. A man wearing a silk suit and a Homburg came out of the shadow of an adjoining doorway for a moment to see whether the girls had gone. Then the man slipped back into the darkness, watching Ignatius, who was waddling back and forth before the building furiously. Ignatius's valve responded to his emotions by plopping closed. His hand sympathized by sprouting a rich growth of tiny white bumps that itched maddeningly. What could he tell Myrna about the movement for peace now? Now, like the abortive crusade for Moorish dignity, he had another debacle on his itching hands. Fortuna, that vicious slut. The evening had hardly begun. He couldn't return to Constantinople Street and a variety of assaults from his mother, not now that his emotions had been stimulated toward a climax that had been snatched from his grasp. For almost a week he had been preoccupied with the kickoff rally, and now, ejected from the political arena by three dubious girls, he stood frustrated and furious on the damp flagstones of St. Peter Street.